This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell, here to go through a number of things that are important to you and your health, which is always the reason that we get together here. The reason for Good Day Health, which has been on the air now for 20-something years, combination of things. Jack's been along for, 12, 14 years. I don't even remember when you and I became friends when we first met. I say that from time to time because I really don't remember. It's funny, when you have friends that are good and they stick with you, you have them for a long time. I think, at least in my experience, I don't remember often. I can think of a guy, a radio guy, that I've known for a long time, and I don't remember how we met. I remember how I met Bob Kay, who's my major domo. He and I worked together at WBZ in 1968. So that I remember, but I don't remember. I remember meeting you. I don't remember when it was, but I remember.
We kind of go back to high school, don't we?
it seems so long ago.
One of the things that I was noticing is you said all your radio show recordings at KBJA that carries the program, they changed the call letters of that station, right?
Yes, they did.
K-Talk or something?
They did. That's an interesting story if you got 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's a good story.
He had AM 630 and he had AM 1640. Right. And the AM 1640 was a much broader signal, and the FCC said, all right, you can have the 1640 if you get rid of 630. Well, he kept 630 for another 10 years after that happened, and he leased out 1640 until the FCC finally caught up. So 630's gone. Now it's KBJA, AM 1640 in Salt Lake.
All right, and that's where we are at the moment.
Yes.
And that's where we will be. So you have a lot of, you did a local program there for a while, talking about lots of things, health, well-being, things that were going on locally, political stuff. It's hard to keep a good man down, Jack. I think that's basically the bottom line. But what you're here for on Good Day Health is to talk about your expertise as a NERCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner, or at least to bring that into the fold when we talk about some of the issues medically, and certainly the COVID thing still on the top of everybody's mind.
Sure.
Mapping the virus. How, if somebody said there are a lot of different people who are trying to figure out, not, I don't mean mapping where it came from, we all know where it came from, but why it has a different impact on different people. And I don't know why this is so difficult for folks to understand, but we tend to be in an era, this is, you know, we talk about the industrial age, talk about the technology, the age of technology. I think we're in the simpleton age at the moment, where people don't think anymore because technology has given them the ability to push a button and get an answer to a question instead of them figuring it out. It's all right there in front of them. And a lot of the things that might be asked as to how the government works, how does medicine work, and I think that's what your specialty is. And a lot of people are calling you at your clinic in Salt Lake, or they're going online to ForbiddenDoctor.com, and they connect with you there, take the symptom survey, they get the expertise. You have a monthly thing that people can apprise to avail themselves of. Is that a good sentence? I'm not sure that's a great
sentence. Sure, the webinar.
Anyway, so there are a lot of informational points at ForbiddenDoctor.com that we cover every week. And, but the most common question today, whether it's there or, you know, whether it's in the natural, the natural discussion nationally, is how is it this virus has a different, like I've been on a plane yesterday for 6 hours. I wasn't worried about it. And all of a sudden, nobody on the plane because everybody else is worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they figure, why does it have a different effect on people? And I think there's a simple explanation, and we've probably gone through it 100 times. Age is a factor.
Sure.
Your health, your immune system is a factor.
Well, that's it. That's the key word, health.
One thing
they're not talking about is health. All they're talking about is mask this, lockdown that, masks at school, no school, home, Zoom meetings, all this stuff. Michigan now wants their employees to use masks for Zoom meetings, of all things.
What?
So, the Michigan government just announced they want people who are involved with governmental operations having Zoom meetings because they have to work from home to be wearing masks when they do it.
Why?
To set a good example.
Oh, nonsense.
Nonsense. And one of the things, Doug, they're not talking about is the health of the human body. Why is it that over 80% of the people that test positive for this have no symptoms?
By the way, it's a perfect time to be doing that, to be understanding how your body works. What better time than when there's a crisis like this? And I don't even like that word, but it is kind of a crisis. And so what is there about this that we're losing the opportunity to understand, you know, if some people even argue, oh, it didn't come from the Chinese communists, it came from somebody else. Come on.
You brought this up. I've heard you mention this on your show several times about the natural tendency of viral elements to change, to mutate.
Yep.
And we know that. That's one of the reasons why the flu vaccine year after year after year seems to be so ineffective for the majority of the people who get it, is because once you contract an RNA virus, which this coronavirus is, and it goes through your system, it has already mutated by the time you start spreading it to somebody else. And one of the reports I heard the other day, there could be as many as 2,000 variations of this thing already.
Really? Oh, I heard that it mutated 18 or 20 times.
Oh, no. It's a logarithmic thing. The more people
is that because
through.
Of the host, as it might
yes.
be, is the host, that is the body, your body,
yeah.
and how it deals with the COVID is responsible for what
yes.
maybe comes out. We wear the mask, we keep the stuff from going up, but then that chemical reaction in your body. Body, and then how the chemistry, when it is expelled from your body, gets absorbed into somebody else's body. Is that?
Yes.
Am I following the path?
Exactly. You produce this enzyme called reverse transcriptase that operates on these RNA viruses when they show up. Coronaviruses have been around for 40, 50, 60 years now. They were
right.
first identified.
You can see on the Lysol bottles, it says it expends... expand isn't the right word, but destroys coronavirus germs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because coronavirus, this is just COVID-19. This is the 19th version that they know of this virus. That's why it's called COVID-19. Hello, duh. So, but it has been. It's been around for a long time. And that's why Lysol got so popular.
Well, and then we had coronavirus back in 2000, and then we had the SARS, and MERS, and then the reason this is called the SARS, COVID SARS-19, is because it's so similar to SARS, and they just keep coming and going. We survive them, we move on.
Well, the difference here is that it was engineered by the Chinese communists in that laboratory to have the impact that it did. SARS had an impact, and actually you can argue it might have been worse than this, but somehow or other the confluence of information, fear, the Chinese being involved in it the way they are, it's all of those things rolled into one, and it becomes, it is a distraction, and we need to get back to the focus on what's really going on. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health, the focus on how to take yourself into a healthy place, but how to keep your health is important as well, and there's probably nothing more necessary. Jack will tell you, Ken will tell you, there's nothing more important when it comes to monitoring or gauging your health or having that healthy body than getting a good night's rest. 7-8 hours of sleep a night, that's what you should aim for, and maybe on the weekend you catch up a little bit, if that in fact is even possible. Best way to do it is to have that comfortable scenario when you go into your bedroom and you jump into bed. I know, I literally do that. I jump into bed. You want to be comfortable. Okay, let's go to sleep and have dreams, all that good stuff. And it starts with comfort, and that starts with the MyPillow mattress topper. Three unique layers of foam. And this is so easy to put on. It's zippered, removable cover, washable and dryable, has four corner straps to hold your topper in place. That's what I like about it. And it's cozy. It's cool. Like all the other things at MyPillow, let's avail ourselves of this by going to MyPillow.com. I hope that I've sold you on it. Did you feel like you need it? Do you even have a mattress topper on your bed? That's a question to ask yourself. Do you even know what it is? It's something that really helps accentuate the value of the mattress itself and protects the mattress and protects you. And the layers here, one of the things that's most important is that the one of the layers keeps your body temperature regulated through the night. You know, we put sometimes these mattress toppers on and you sweat. It's horrible. Who needs that? I want to stay cool and comfortable, and so do you. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code, and you'll be able to get no shipping on this MyPillow thing. Look around at the catalog. A lot of other great things that are in there. Radio Listener Specials page has different things outlined for you, but start by getting the MyPillow mattress topper. If you, by the way, spend more than $200 on the site, they'll finance it for you, and that makes it very cool. Everything made in America at MyPillow.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Niskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Moving along now with a focus on the virus itself. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. By the way, there's a new... Is this Forbidden Letters? You've done this before, have you not?
Yeah, that's just the latest one, where we answer a lot of questions on the current crisis.
Like the one I'm asking you right now.
Yes.
In fact. Yeah,
yes.
Right. So Jack and his wife, Mary, who is a student of your health as well, one of the things I love about Mary is that she's so well-schooled, educated. She loves Jack. She's very, you know, the whole thing functions well because she actually makes it function well.
She doesn't stop studying.
No. And she's very persuasive. Is that a nice way of putting it?
Believe me.
That's a very nice way of putting it.
Yes. Yeah, very nice way.
Yes. Very persuasive when it comes to understanding what she thinks is right and wrong, and always backs it up with lots of great information and science and research and that sort of thing. So you can avail yourself of all of that at ForbiddenDoctor.com, plus all their podcasts. They've got a couple of hundred of them, and you can use them as reference points for anything. Sometimes, I think I've said this to you, if you make the titles better, and I don't mean that they aren't good, but more direct. So somebody's looking for something about a specific aspect of heart disease or whatever it is that you've researched, the gut, that's all there. So
yeah, if you just go to the research or the topic, podcast topic search bar, just I don't care what you put in, there's going to be something pop up.
And if you put in the search bar concierge VIP program, it'll identify that, plus the things that they have that they put together themselves. They are the way to get standard process supplements, which in my mind are the best in the world. I take them all the time. You can find those at Forbidden Doctor as well. We continue as we move along. I want to get into a cure, if we can talk about that, for the virus after these words here on Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is his portion of Good Day Health every weekend, 2 hours, actually during the week as well. Jack shows up in the morning, and then he's on the weekends with Ken talking about perspectives, if you will, what to think about. And so as COVID is still the number one item here, there are a lot of different vaccines in development, and I know you're not a fan, nor am I really, but I'm looking at 170 different developmental aspects of this aimed at ending the pandemic. One of the things that I found out, whether you agree or you don't agree, that vaccines are the way, they are testing them. And in order to test them, I didn't even know this until I saw it the last day or so, that you need to have people, the genome project apparently doesn't work, or maybe it's being short-circuited by people who are trying to be politically correct. According to one study, the company that's in Boston, that's pretty far along getting a vaccine. They're having they had 30,000 people going through the test, Jack, but they can't find enough people of color. Not enough blacks, not enough Latinos, not enough people want to subject themselves to testing the vaccine. And I think part of it is an educational thing. Part of it is they just are not reaching out to the right circles. But so does that illegitimize a vaccine if it isn't tested? That's what at least some of these doctors are saying. If you don't have enough people of, you know, every, you have Asians and you got to get people.
Interesting thing, you should bring that up, because the ethnic proportions of the country, well, I shouldn't say proportions, the ethnic groups of the country that are the most reluctant to get vaccines are people of color.
And they're the ones most vulnerable to the pandemic.
Some numbers certainly indicate that. And because of William Thompson back in 2004 and what he came out and finally admitted about the MMR vaccine and how it was detrimental much more to African-American boys than it was to Northern European boys as far as genetic extraction is concerned, that really caused some wrenches into the cogwheels. And so they have been reluctant and very suspicious of these things ever since. Mm-hmm. So they're the least likely group to follow for some kind of national vaccine coming out here. I don't think it's going to be a mandate, but if you don't get it, the
difficulties. Well, it's a psychological. See, this is the thing. I think a lot of people don't realize the psychological impact of this and what the psychological impact of all of this stuff is, frankly. And so if there's a vaccine, people say, okay, phew, we got a vaccine. Whether you get it or you don't get it, there's still that. And this, for me, connects the spirit, mind, and body, which is how medicine really works. And not a lot of people are talking about that because it supposedly isn't scientifically based, looking at it that way. And I think that's nonsense, too, because science is always disproving itself. So let's be open to whatever comes along, whatever may fix the problem, even if it's somebody sticking a needle in your arm that's got water in it. It's because, you know, it may be you get to the point where that's will do you as much good as some of these viruses, I mean, as some of these vaccines anyway, right?
The placebo effect is very powerful.
Yeah.
Extremely powerful.
And you said that we were talking about all the different types of virus, the coronavirus there are. How are you going to develop a vaccine for 2,000?
Oh, you
can't.
There's
only 20.
You can't. I had a conversation with an epidemiologist on that very subject, and he said, you know, we've got about 20 RNA virus vaccines we're working on right now, and there are thousands of them. He says there's no way in the world you can possibly create enough vaccines.
Mm-hmm. But under the circumstance, if there are a number of companies around this country and around the world that are in development with vaccines, they'll make a lot of money, and it may help some people, hopefully help a lot, so that we will be done with this by Christmas time. That's what my thinking is anyway, and Jack is here to think as well and share his thoughts. We'll talk about masks. Again, it's this... Why not? Every week we'll have a different shot at masks. Plus the supplement of the week coming up on Good Day Health.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
This year, Samsung introduced the biggest changes to its Galaxy smartphones in 4 years with its new S20 series. So what is new? We caught up with Daniel Bader from AndroidCentral.com.
When you look at the overall lineup, the phones are obviously very big and they're expensive and improved over the Galaxy S10 series, but really it comes down to major camera updates.
And they've combined the features of bigger light sensors and computational photography used by competitors to come up with amazing pics.
Samsung has decided this year to go with both routes. So they've increased the size of the sensors considerably across all three phones, and they're using new computational photography techniques to make the photos look better in post-production.
Check out Samsung Galaxy's S20 series smartphones at Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are continuing to move forward with plans to prevent the Postmaster General from continuing sweeping reforms. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says he's suspending some of the changes that he's made to the Postal Service since taking office. He said they were to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail. Maryland Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen said the changes could disrupt the elections, leaving mail-in ballots uncounted. But the problem, he says, is even more widespread than that.
We've been hearing from seniors who can't get their medicines, from veterans and seniors and retirees who are desperately waiting for their retirement checks, from small businesses whose operations are being disrupted. And when we called our post offices to find out what happened, everybody said, well, these orders have come from above.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is releasing their fifth and final volume of their report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The report found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, but did conclude that Russia intervened in the election to harm Hillary Clinton's campaign and help the campaign of Donald Trump.
We found absolutely no evidence whatsoever that Donald Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in our elections. Second, the FBI made some very troubling mistakes, especially by relying on a Steele dossier against the advice of the CIA and without verifying this foreign document or the sources that were used to create it.
Interim chair of that committee, Marco Rubio.
A popular talk show host is in hot water. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Three senior executives of the Ellen DeGeneres Show are without jobs now after Warner Brothers launched an investigation into the work environment there. Variety is reporting the staff was told about the firing of executive producers Ed Glavin and Kevin Lehman and co-executive producer Jonathan Norman on a video call yesterday. DeGeneres is said to have become emotional while speaking of the investigation into her show. Warner Brothers launched an investigation last month after numerous workers complained of sexual misconduct and racial insensitivity, among other problems.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four after the hour now, second half hour of our visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Always intelligent, always good, always exciting, always important information for you to have every week. And you can check it out at gooddayhealthshow.com. There's lots of info from Jack that is, I don't like the expression cutting edge because I think that's a nonsensical reference, but it's something that's valuable and up to the minute. Let's put it that way. And so I would ask you, as we continue to focus on the virus a little bit, are there new symptoms? Are you finding that when you have your clinic in Salt Lake City, people come in, there are, my understanding is that there are a lot of different things going on now as the virus presents itself differently. How would that be?
Well, they're finding out more and more now that it's more of a blood problem than it is a respiratory problem.
How so?
And, well, because it affects the hemoglobin. And it affects the, in a dysfunctional way, the ability of the hemoglobin, the protein that covers the red blood cell that covers or carries the oxygen. It disrupts the function of that hemoglobin so that it's not doing a proper job of carrying oxygen from the lungs to the cells of the body. And so because that happens in the lungs, it was first assumed to be an upper respiratory problem. Mm-hmm. But now they're finding out, no, these people are dying of hypoxic problems. They're dying of organ failure.
What's hypoxia? What is
hypoxia? It's just low oxygen. You're not getting the oxygen that you need. Mm-hmm. And we know that as early as February, people were presenting in emergency rooms and other medical with the inability to breathe.
Isn't that like a COVID thing, though? That's what, when you have the problem in your lungs, the problem of getting the blue blood that comes back to your heart and gets filtered in the lungs so that it goes back out as red blood.
Yep.
That stuff is impacted, and you have if you have a heart problem, it's liable to show up in the lungs, and if you have a lung problem, it's liable to show up in the heart, right? And so that's why it's so detrimental for people that have heart problems in this circumstance, because the COVID plugs up your lungs and keeps the exchange of the blue blood to the red blood from happening.
The problem is the red blood isn't getting to be red blood because of the hemoglobin problem.
Yeah.
And so because all this takes place in the lungs, that seemed to be the original problem as to where these things were taking place,
mm-hmm.
With the H2 receptor sites being a prominent landing zone for the COVID virus.
If somebody comes into your office and, as they say, I've lost my taste and smell, or I've got a cough, or I've got a temperature, I don't feel good, I've got a headache, I just slept for 2 days, are those going to be obvious symptoms? And if they are, then you look for those. But what else? I guess I didn't ask the question well. What are we looking for individually in terms of symptoms to find out whether it is that you have this, well, you don't have it, or you're suspicious that you have it? What are you going to feel other than taste and smell and headache and I want to go to bed?
Difficulty breathing.
Yeah.
The fact that if you have access to a pulse oximeter, the thing that big black clothes they put on your finger, and you see it dropping down to 70%, and you're not aware of it, but the people around you notice you're going...
Yeah.
You're not even aware you're doing this because the brain is screaming for more oxygen. This is one of the reasons why hydroxychloroquine has been so effective for so many people, because what happened with malaria is that the plasmodium part of malaria will cover the hemoglobin of the red blood cell and severely limit oxygen getting from the lungs to the body. And when they found out with the quinine that Walter Reed did back, 100 years ago, when he found out it worked with malaria.
Is that like quinine?
Yeah, quinine. Depends on what school you want to.
Quinine, yes.
Anyway, they developed hydroxychloroquine from that to treat malaria, because malaria helped the hemoglobin to reorganize itself on the red blood cells to reestablish good oxygenation of the cells. And so this was another thing that made them begin to realize a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago, I forget, it's even August for Pete's sake, that, hey, this is more of a blood problem than it is a lung problem. And because the gas exchange occurs inside the lungs, that was the first place that they looked. And they put people on ventilators, and it was killing them left and right because it wasn't a lung problem. So now that's the big battle. Do you get a $10 treatment for this, or do you get a $2,000 treatment for this? And then, of course, as you're always saying, follow the dollar. The money ends up ruling this thing. It becomes more political all the time.
Or because Trump said something about it is no good. You know, that kind of nonsense.
Yep.
It's all in... We're living... It's a strange world, Master Jack. Remember that?
I love that song.
Strange world, Master Jack.
Master Jack. Yeah.
Yeah, we're in a strange world. We certainly are. No question about that. The latest on children, as we think about going back to school, a lot of people want their youngsters in school for any number of reasons. Youngsters don't seem to have had the same experience with this. Even though there were some of the fear mongers were there, more kids are getting it. Well, yeah, maybe they are, but how serious is it, and how does it present, and what does it mean more are getting it? There weren't very many in the first place, so in terms of comparatives, unless your immune system is weakened and you're very young, youngsters who are going to school, and I'm not saying this necessarily has to be the mantra, send everybody back to school and wear a mask, but in terms of common sense, the numbers speak for themselves. at least as far as I can see.
Well, it's I ask, there's a 10-year-old boy that I take care of a lot of children. I think probably a third of our practice is under 18. And I asked this 10-year-old boy yesterday that I was I started taking care of a few months ago for the nervous tics that he was having. And doing much fine now. I haven't seen him for like maybe 6 weeks. Came in for a checkup yesterday. And I asked him, because they were wearing masks and they were concerned about it. Yeah. They asked me my opinion. I said, well, one of the easiest places to look for statistics right now is California. And I said, how many children in California have succumbed to coronavirus under the age of 18? And he held up his one finger. And I said, that's right, just one. That just recently happened. Up to about 2 weeks ago, it was zero. For a state with 6 million children, school-aged children, one has succumbed because they have strong, robust immune systems.
So is the worry about the teachers and the teachers worrying about themselves getting it, not so worried about the youngsters? That seems to me to be...
They need to do more research. Teachers need to stop watching primetime television and start researching it for themselves.
That is a good thought. Thank you. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. We'll talk about cellular vitality in a moment as we continue. Right now, I want to talk to you for a moment about how to lose weight. That's always the game here. Losing weight, staying safe, staying healthy. We eat badly. And, you know, the discussion that I've had this week on a couple of different programs, the DJV show, the medical program Good Day Health, about where people are getting their food. It's a very interesting, there's a distinct line between the people who understand what they need to do to feed their bodies and where they spend their money. At the farm, local farms are booming this year, thank heavens, because people have realized they sort of figured it out when there was no food in the store, where do we go? You go back to the farms, and that's where you get your food, whether it's dairy, whether it's produce, whatever it is. But then there's this segment of society that's been going to the dollar store and getting all the crap that's in there, and they say, well, that's all I can afford. Or people will tell me that's all I can go. I have to go to McDonald's because I can't afford food anywhere else. That's nonsense. It really is nonsense. You can go to any good grocery store, find good veggies, good groceries at the right price, prepare them. It's just that a lot of people are lazy. All right, so the point is that when you're eating all this bad stuff, you're going to gain weight, and gain weight fast. So if you have the problem, you don't want to be exposed to the corona, go to Calitrin for the weight loss formula that is natural, that will take off the weight and will keep you safe. That is, keep the weight where you want it to be. But you got to stay on the program for 6 months. Right now, when you go to their website, it's toploss.com, you'll find you can buy 3 bottles, 3 month supply. Every bottle is a month supply, liquid or capsules, and then get another 3 months free. Acknowledging kind of that the 6 month program is the best way to get the weight off and the optimum way to keep it off. That's what all the doctors that I'm associated with, once they look at this stuff, they say, yep, this makes nothing but sense. So toploss.com is the place to order Calitrin. Find out more about how the formula works. Use the discount code DJV. No shipping charges. And again, that summer sizzler. Buy 3, get 3 free. Stay on the program. Save for everybody in the family. 6 months will have you down to where you need to be and keep you there. That's at Calitrin.com. Code DJV.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults
Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. A reminder about our podcast. There are a couple of good reasons to know Jack better. One of them is the podcast that he puts up on his own website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then there's the one that we put up at GoodDayHealthShow.com. The most recent one is a conversation in part about a new blood test that has been developed for Alzheimer's. So it's not all about just the virus. There are all kinds of other things that are going on. And this explanation of how the blood test works, how you can figure out whether you have Alzheimer's in your family or not, it's very important, and it's another way for you to maintain your good health. Thanks to the helpful information from our doctors at Good Day Health. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find that podcast. So, the supplement of the week this week from Standard Process is something that on the surface would seem to be, or it sounds like it's complicated in the way it supports your body. What is cellular vitality?
As you know, our body is made up of organs, and as you know, organs are made up of cells. And the body is no healthier than the organs are no healthier than the cells.
The hip bone connected to the leg bone, etc.
Yeah, that kind of a thing. So when you look at what cells are requiring, a heart cell, brain cell, kidney or liver, whatever, they have to function at a high energy level in order to do their job. They have to take in material, they have to metabolize it, they have to get rid of the waste material every bit as much as the whole body does. So this thing contains American ginseng, which is one of the best stress handling supplements there are. Many of the B vitamins that actually fuel cells to lose weight. There's a lot of antioxidant activity. The enzyme bromelain is present to help modulate inflammatory responses. Coenzyme Q10, which is so important for the mitochondria, especially of the heart. There is a little, there's some mushroom powder that's involved with Chinese medicine that is very important for fatigue, battling fatigue. RNA is there, which is the messenger, the nucleic acid messenger of the cells. B12, the major B vitamins are all present in one thing. You know, as you well know, Standard Process has over 150 products of their own. I think it's approaching right. 200, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If there were three or four of these that are the only ones I could take, and I take quite a variety, cellular vitality would certainly be one of the three or four that I would make sure I took every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because
all
it
right.
covers so many things.
So check that out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And, again, the questions that come from people, they would make, you know, someday, can you do this for me? Maybe the next time we get together, dig out some of the questions that come from people, not with names.
Sure.
But I would like to go through, I'd let you give me the questions, and I'm going to, I'll ask you
Dr.
the
Doug
questions
will be,
that I want to hear.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to hear the answers that you give as a good example as to why people or how people can utilize that that service that's available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. It's Doug Steffen. Also, don't forget our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's 53 past the hour now, and the great Jack Stockwell, Nuka chiropractor. You like that, Jack? You are the great.
The
Dr.
great.
Jack. Yes, he's the great one. Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic in Utah. He's here to practice, like all these other doctors, they're practicing, medicine. So one of the things that you do in your, you have a clinic that explores all kinds of different things. You're a Nuka chiropractor. So people come to you for that specific type of chiropractic. But there are other things that are being researched by your staff all the time. Ways of making people feel better, feel good. What can you contribute today? And when it comes to knowledge, I see that you've been doing, you're very active in understanding what cranberries are all about, and cranberry juice is all about. The first time I tasted cranberry juice, I sort of went, ew, because it's kind of
very tart.
It's bitter or tart,
yes,
if you will. However, it is quite good if you want to put that aside. It looks like there are lots of benefits. You want to go through them?
Well, yeah, they're, for one thing, they're one of the highest per gram content of vitamin C.
Yeah.
We know that they're very good for UTIs, ladies who have problems with that more so obviously than men.
UTI is?
Urinary tract infection, sorry.
Right.
Because it has an acid in it that helps to normalize the acidic level inside the bladder where it should be.
So how does an acid contribute to helping more acid? That would sound to me like a little...
Because a lot of our diets tend to raise the pH of urine so that it begins to be, if it's not so acid, at least it's beginning to become a little bit alkaline. And you want your urine very acidic. It should be around 4.5 to 6 on the pH scale. If it gets above 6, it can start irritating the walls of the bladder, and a lot of ladies at that point think that they've got a UTI, a urinary tract infection,
so,
and it isn't.
Alkalinity, there's always this debate back and forth between those who say alkalinity, you need to have a positive of 7 on the scale. You say no, it has to be more acidic.
Well, it depends on
people
where in the body.
People say cancers love acidic systems, so who knows what? What to do?
It's you're not just either acid or alkaline. You know, your saliva is slightly alkaline. Your stomach is as hot as battery acid when you get food in there, as it should be. Uh-huh. The first foot or two of the small intestine is extremely alkaline in order to balance the acid that's coming out of the stomach that's been breaking down the protein structures. Then when you get to the colon, it starts to get acidic again. So to protect anything from coming in the bottom end that doesn't belong in there, and to keep the walls of the colon healthy. But your urine has uric acid in it. That's how your body is getting rid of the uric acid byproducts of protein digestion that's coming out of the kidney. And it collects there in the bladder until you're ready to urinate. And it's supposed to be acidic because it is uric acid. But if it tends to get a little alkaline, then it can irritate the wall of the bladder, and you think you've got an infection when in fact you don't. And so what cranberries do, they have a certain acid in them that the body wants to get rid of really quick. So it sends it through the blood to the kidney, to the urine, to get it out of the body. And it starts to reacidify the contents of the urine or of the bladder. And usually within minutes, a bladder irritation can disappear just simply by using that.
Wow.
Our product is Cranberry Complex, and we can't keep it on the shelf.
Yeah, Cranberry Complex is something from Standard Process Jack has in his office at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can see the list of the things that are available there that will help supplement. So Cranberry Complex is something everybody should take. We should be drinking cranberry juice or taking this Cranberry Complex
now, the problem
every day,
is cranberry
even if we don't
juice.
Have a...
Yes, but cranberry juice has got a lot of sugar in it. So if you get the real cranberry extract, you only need about a teaspoon or two a day, and that's fine. Throw it in your smoothie. Throw it on salads. Throw it on something else because it's very tart, and because of that, most people don't want to take it.
Yeah.
But if you drink it in a cranberry juice cocktail, whatever the name of the company is, I forget, they've got so much
Ocean
sugar in there.
Ocean spray.
There's so much sugar in there, it completely ruins the effect of the cranberry juice.
All right, Cranberry Complex, check it out, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Why should I choose Calitrin, people ask me, for healthy weight loss? Well, it's made in the USA. It doesn't come from some foreign place where lots of our drugs, you get the message there. It comes from FDA-approved facilities. It's been tested for quality and purity by several different labs and is continually tested. It's a perfect supplement for both men and women, for families who want to lose weight naturally. It's been in production for over 20 years. This is a fabulous product, fabulous ingredients. Go to the website, toploss.com, get the deal. Use the code DJV. You don't have to pay for shipping. You buy three, get three free. Get on the program 6 months, lose the weight, keep it off. Toploss.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.